off of my hands from her fantastic new album, Sorry Is Gone, out now on ATO Records. Her new video just came out for that song, and it's on Hot Takes, and it's great. So you should check it out. Nico Case up ended that. Great new stuff from Nico. Track is called Hell On. It is the first single and title track from her upcoming album. It is her seventh solo album. It's out June 1st on Anti Records. And she's going to be at Blue Hills Bank Pavilion June 23rd and 24th. So check that out. Parker Millsap up ahead of that with Fine Line. That rock and roll number is from the Oklahoma Natives' new album, Other Arrangements, out May 4th via 30 Tigers. And kicking off that set with Eleanor Friedberger, In Between Stars, super new single from her upcoming album, Rebound. That is also out May 4th on French Kiss Records. So, it's a safe bet that my show on May 4th to feature some of these bands and musicians when their new albums come out. That's it, my friends. That's the Music Savage Show. I hope you had a great time. I certainly did, because I do love being at the station playing this music for all of you. Do join me again next Friday. Same bat time, same bat channel. And until then, have a great weekend. Go out and see some music. Support your local arts and artists. Live music is the best, and music makes everything better. And as I always say, be good to each other. Be kind. The world needs more of that, and it all starts with you and me and Frank Y and the Dill Kid. Loft is up next here on WMFO Medford. Stay tuned for that. And here they are. So Ryan D signing off. See you next Friday, kids. Stay tuned for Loft. All right, Frank Y and the Dill Kid just walked in, and they're ready to go. See you, kids.
To 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford. Dill Kid is also here for his query hour as usual. Great set of music today. We might play it down a little bit and keep with that jazzy feel today. Less of an upbeat, funky day, although we will have a few of those for you. So this is Moon Rappin' by Brother Jack McDuff. As always, welcome to the Loft.
Thank you.
So we have a special PSA now from Dylan.
We have an appropriate PSA here for the past couple days in Somerville. Unexpected situations such as power outages, water disruptions, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So please be prepared.
Simple and eloquent and informative. Good stuff. Thank you, Dylan. So, now we have some, well, trying to decide whether to slow it down or speed it up now. I think we're going to slow it down a little bit just so we can ease into the query with Dylan. So now, until 9:30, we're going to play some more jazzy tunes for you guys. This one is called 7th Avenue North by Mark Carey. Before that, we had Jack McDuff with Moon Rappin' and Grover Washington Jr. with Black Frost off of his album Mr. Magic. That was a song you just heard with that beautiful saxophone in there. Very funky, very groovy. So now, without further ado, Mark Carey and 7th Avenue North. Thank you. Well, that was 7th Avenue North by Mark Carey. I did lie a little bit. We are actually going to play something a little funky right now, just because Ryan of the Music Savage show is probably in his car right now, and I want to play this next song for him. So before he gets to work, this is Short Court Style by Natalie Prass. Pat Metheny Group with Minwana. 6-8. That was absolutely spectacular. I get chills every time I hear that song. Whew. Pat Metheny is great, great jazz guitarist. Hugely popular in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And even still do today. Really great recording artist as well. You can find him on some modern tunes. But we've cut into the Query Hour time. So, I think everybody knows what time it is. Dylan is here. He's prepped. He's reared and ready to go. Dylan?
How's it going, everyone? Ready for these questions, as I'm sure you all are, too.
Okay, here we go. So, this is a little bit serious, but in 40 years, 40, 40, what will people be nostalgic for?
That's always a difficult question. I personally think people will be nostalgic of driving. I think in 40 years, all transportation's gonna be taken out of our hands. The thrill of being behind the wheel is gonna be it's gonna be a luxury at that point.
So you think we're gonna fly or something? Have boots?
It's gonna be automated somehow. I think by 40 years, Tesla's already trying to do it.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, automated. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Like, no one's gonna actually be driving.
Because all, like, at the end of the day, that is what makes the road safer. If all the cars are sort of connected, no accidents.
Yeah,
if they
could figure that out, no accidents, that would be great.
And people, well, I'm not gonna go. Yeah, I'm not gonna go any farther. Okay. Anyways, that was a good first question. Next question: if animals could talk, could speak, could say words, form sentences, have an opinion, which animal would by far be the rudest animal?
The rudest. Well, personally, I'm not a big cat person. I feel like...
Me either.
I feel like there would be some certain cats who would tell me off.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. Yeah. It'd be interesting if dogs could speak. That would be like, be interesting to see what they say.
I don't think I've ever met a rude dog.
That's true. Like, overall, I mean, either somebody, they've had a bad past and that's what made them sort of rude.
Yeah.
But like, I think that generically or sort of by default, dogs are just fun loving creatures.
Very true.
It's funny, when I thought of this question, I was actually thinking a guinea pig. I don't know why.
For the rudest?
Yeah. Just like, why do you have me trapped in this cage?
Yeah, I guess they would have
cage?
A grudge. They would definitely have a grudge.
Why are you making me run around in this ball? Get me out of here, back into the grassy fields or whatever, wherever you come from.
Wherever they...
I don't know.
Wherever they live.
All right. Third question. What inanimate object do you wish you could eliminate completely from existence?
I know it's not possible, but I would go with the phone.
Oh,
the cell phone.
Okay.
At this point, how everything's connected is really not possible to take it away, but it would be nice. Yeah, it would definitely be nice to be rid of it.
It's just a bother. You know?
Yeah, it's when you step back and see how attached people are to
it's distracting.
People drop their phone in the water, it's game over.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy.
It's world ending. Oh gosh. Well, that was a good query. Interesting. So if animals could talk, which would be the rudest in 40 years, what will people be nostalgic for? And what inanimate object could you eliminate? Would you eliminate? If you could eliminate from existence. All good questions. All good answers. Thank you, Dylan.
Good to be here.
All right, so that was Dill Kidd with the query. And we're going to have Mulaté, and Givton Gellin. Interesting names here. But they are up next with a song entitled Infants, here on The Loft, 91.5 WMFO. Infants by, oh, these names are tough, Mulaté and Givton Gellin. So if you like classical music, we have an interesting classical twist up next. This is Walter Murphy with A Fifth of Beethoven. Sorry about that interruption, folks. We had one of those scam callers calling me this morning. Must have known I was on radio. What jerks. Anyways, enjoy Gene Ammons. Oh god, what a voice crack. Enjoy Gene Ammons and the rest of his acid jazz here on The Loft. We'll be right back.